Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, the president today did something extraordinary. I could not be happier about it, getting rid of those ridiculous fuel standards for automobiles. This is a great day for the economy, for freedom, consumer choice, and the automobile industry. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Great to have you with us today. I tell you what, this was a big day today in so many ways, because the key about this is that Biden decided, like all these Democrats did, they were going to force you into an electric vehicle. And they took lots of different steps to get there. They decided to raise these draconian fuel standards to make cars just impossible to build in order to force the industry to convert everything to electric. They put in standards where there are a certain number of electric vehicles had to be sold. And if they weren't sold, then they had to sell less gas-powered vehicles. I mean, it was just a mess. And as a result, it's something that Senator Ted Cruz pointed out today at the White House, and we took most of it live, but I know you might just be joining us. It made cars less safe. They basically became like plastic in order to meet the fuel standards. And the reason for that is because you had a situation where they had to be so light, and then you get into a serious accident and people die. The cars became incredibly less safe. Just a terrible, terrible thing. So here's the president making the announcement. Let's start with Cut 28. Historic action to lower costs for American consumers. I could not be happier about this. I think it's the best thing the administration's done by far to date. In addition to cutting all the regulations around the environment in general, I mean, the EPA, if you look at this country, the biggest problems that we've had, in my opinion, have all been around energy and the ridiculous communist policies, whether it's cars, drilling, windmills, all the freaking standards of letting the EPA into your backyard, all of it. Reversing all this stuff is what needs to happen. Number one, first and foremost, more than anything, in my opinion. So this makes me very, very happy. This is as freedom and pro-economy and pro-consumer choice as you can possibly get here. Cut 23.
Today, my administration is taking historic action to lower costs for American consumers, protect American auto jobs, and make buying a car much more affordable for countless American families and also safer. We're officially terminating Joe Biden's ridiculously burdensome, horrible, actually, CAFE standards that imposed expensive restrictions and all sorts of problems, gave all sorts of problems to automakers. And we're not only talking about here, we're talking about outside of our country, because nobody could do it. Nobody wanted to do it, and it was ridiculous, very expensive. It put tremendous upward pressure on car prices. Combined with the insane electric vehicle mandate, Biden's burdensome regulations helped cause the price of cars to soar more than 25%. And in one case, they went up 18% in 1 year. Today, we're taking one more step to kill the Green New Scam. It's part of the greatest scam, probably, well, other than Russia, and a few others I could name. The greatest scam in American history, the Green New Scam. And it's a quest to end the gasoline-powered car. This is what they wanted to do, even though we have more gasoline than any other country by far. And people want the gasoline car. They want everything. They want electric. They want any. They want to have lots of alternatives. But they do want the gasoline car. Right now, it's leading away by a lot. The car business is a very interesting business, but we want to keep it that way.
Good. I love it. Great. Go after the Green New Scam. Get rid of all of it. I think it's fantastic. It's what has to happen. Secretary Sean Duffy announcing yesterday at the cabinet meeting that we're talking about affordability. And he also spoke today about the very issue as well. This is what it comes down to. It's all about consumer choice and affordability. Cut 24.
Secretary Duffy, could you say a few words?
Thank you, Mr. President. So yesterday at the cabinet meeting, the president was talking about affordability. And the way that Democrats talk about affordability is a lie. Today is a perfect example of that. So these CAFE standards used what was contrary to the law. The Congress set a rule that says you have to look at combustion engines. Biden and Buttigieg actually did an analysis using
Edge
used EVs and hybrids to come up with a 62 mph per gallon standard.
Insane.
Which I think the car companies will tell you is completely unattainable. So they spent a lot of money on technology trying to meet the unattainable standard, driving up the cost of a car, number one. And then number two, if they couldn't meet the unattainable standard, they had to trade for carbon, costing billions of dollars and, again, driving up the price of the cars. So, Mr. President, what Democrats were doing, we're not making cars more affordable. They're making them less affordable. The consequence of that is going to be that more Americans can afford to buy a new car, which means they're going to be safer on the roads because of all the great new technology we have that save lives. So we'll have less death on American roads. These rules are going to allow the automakers to make vehicles that Americans want to purchase, not vehicles that Joe Biden and Buttigieg wants them to build, which is important. But also, this is important for American jobs. The more cars we sell, the more jobs we have in this country. And so this is jobs, this is freedom, and this is common sense, Mr. President. So thank you for your leadership. And I appreciate what the Senate did with the Big Beautiful Bill and what we've done here today. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's really important. And the president also talked about California, because I think this clip is different, right, Matt? The one that I also sent, I believe.
Yeah, this is different.
Yeah. Newsom also tried to play little games with this. I mean, coming up with 62 miles per gallon, it was their way of destroying gas-powered vehicles. There are lots of different ways they can do this, but this is one of the ways that they did it. And take a listen.
From day one, I've been taking action to make buying a car more affordable. I signed an executive order to end the unfair, expensive electric vehicle mandate. As you know, we had to have an electric car within a very short period of time, even though there was no way of charging them and lots of other things. It would have cost $5 trillion to build the charging plants. And as you know, in certain parts of the Midwest, they spent, to build 9 chargers, they spent $8 billion. So that wasn't working out too well. That was done before me, by the way. I wouldn't have let it go forward. We're canceling the EPA's absurd tailpipe emission standards, one of the most important things that I've never had a group of people come to me more powerfully and really just devastated that they had to do it. It was killing them than the automobile manufacturers, the tailpipe emission standards. And I can tell you, your people at Ford were coming to me all the time, and they were saying, like, please, it doesn't do anything, and it's killing us. And it's driving the cost through the roof. And we revoked Biden's emissions waiver for California so that California communists could not regulate the automobile industry and ruin the entire nation of automobiles. And they were doing that, too. But we have that now under control also with your governor, who's got much more than he can control. Now, under the new rules being issued today by Secretary Duffy, the Department of Transportation will rescind the Biden fuel economy prices. And I hate to say that because they were really not economy. They were really they were anti-economy. They were horrible what they were doing to the costs and actually making the car much worse. But these policies forced automakers to build cars using expensive technologies that drove up costs, drove up prices, and made the car much worse. The action is expected to save the typical consumer at least $1,000 off the price of a new car, and we think substantially more than that.
Yeah, good. Excellent. I want to make a quick programming note. Next Friday, December 12th, and Matt, this is your official notice as well. I told Justin earlier, but we're going to be live in Philadelphia at Craft Hall, which is on 901 North Delaware Avenue, from 3 to 7 p.m. It is the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. It is the annual Andy Chan holiday block party. Now, as you know, yesterday, very sad, but Highway Patrolman Andy Chan passed away after close to a seven-year battle after a catastrophic brain injury when he was hurt on his motorcycle in the line of duty. So the money that's raised will continue to go towards his family and also the family of other fallen heroes in Philadelphia and the surrounding area as well. And so it's going to be a great event, and it is Friday, December 12th. And so I was talking to Greg Socker yesterday, the program director today, the program director slash Darth Socker slash Corporate Shill slash co-host of Kale & Company. And I said, why don't we do the show live from there? And he said, yeah, let's do it. So we're going to do it, and we'll be there next Friday, December 12th, 3 to 7 p.m., and it'll be a lot of fun. All right. Now, the event goes from 4 to 9 p.m., so you can actually don't get there early. Just come at 4. I don't want to, I can't deal with, you know what I mean? Like, come at 4, but 4 to 9 p.m. We'll stay a little bit after the show. All right. But that's next Friday, the 12th. Mark your calendar for that. Craft Hall in Philadelphia, 901 North Delaware Avenue. It'll be a lot of fun. The event features live music, raffles, special guests, and more. And all proceeds will go directly to the family of critically injured officers and people who've lost their lives as well. So that'll be great. And we have tickets to give away. Dom Giordano is hosting Scott Jennings from CNN. That's right. Scott Jennings himself, the man who is making all the liberals on CNN's heads explode. That is coming up. Politics and Pints event, the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville, coming up very, very soon on Tuesday, December 9th. I got a pair of tickets for you right now if you're caller number 12 at 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Right now, pair of tickets for you to join Dom and Scott Jennings December 9th at the Colonial Theater. And if you want to get your tickets, go to 1210WPHD.com before they sell out, okay? Dr. Mike Venneri is a great guy and a great dentist. He's the master of dental implants. Why is it that for 12 years in a row, other dentists have sent their patients to Dr. Mike? Well, it's their reputation on the line. They want to make sure that they get it right. So they send their patients to Dr. Mike for the really complex stuff. Complex dental implants, complex dental procedures. Dr. Mike is my family dentist. The entire Zioli family goes to see him. That's right. Patrick, Claire, Reagan, and of course my wife Bridget, who got a beautiful smile upgrade from Dr. Mike last year. So what are you waiting for? Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, and you probably have benefits that are expiring at the end of the year, dental benefits you may not even know you have. Call the office, they'll walk you through it, see if you can use them, and they will fit you in to make sure that you don't let those go to waste. All right, 856-786-2020, or go to venariadental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, venariadental.com. My dentist, my friend, and the undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Venaria, venariadental.com. Coming right back.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can you believe we're still saying the name Anthony Fauci? Honestly, can you still believe we're saying that name? Can you still believe the guy's not in prison is the question. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here in our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. I am wiped. Went to New York this morning. Had a little fun with Brian Brenberg with our green ties on America's Newsroom, talking about some fun cultural stuff. And anyway, it was a long freaking time getting into New York. I can't imagine doing that every day. I really can't. I can't imagine how people do that. But anyway, where's it going with this? Oh, yeah. So I was in the car, you know, and I was reading a New York Post story about Fauci. And this is Miranda Devine, but this isn't her going after Dan Bongino or Cash Patel. She sat down with Marty Makary on the latest episode of Pod Force One, which is her podcast. And on the podcast, she was talking about how Fauci orchestrated a massive cover-up about the origins of COVID-19 while serving as a top public health official during the coronavirus pandemic. Makary said Fauci went to great lengths to suppress the theory that COVID-19 leaked out of a research lab in China, something few in the medical community picked up on, and said, quote, "One thing that's extremely obvious, there are very few people realize, and certainly hardly anyone in the medical establishment where I come from realize, is that Fauci was involved in a massive cover-up of the origins of COVID, a massive cover-up. Whether or not he was involved in the experiments or funding the experiments that led to the origins of COVID, he was clearly 100% involved in the cover-up," he said. Wow. Of course, he was pardoned by President Biden's auto pen, as you know. Makary suggested the pardon was related to Fauci's alleged role in the COVID-19 cover-up, which he argued supersedes any of the massive disagreements he has with the way he advised the public and government leaders during the pandemic. Only recently did Anthony Fauci take it to the next level of using science as political propaganda. He commissioned the pieces that lied about the COVID origins. The author who submitted the article said he was commissioned by Fauci and Francis Collins, the former director of the NIH, in that cover letter. In 2023, the House Oversight Committee released evidence showing Fauci commissioned and gave final approval for a scientific paper called The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, written in February 2020 to disprove the theory that the virus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China. 8 weeks later, Fauci stood at a White House press conference alongside President Trump and cited that paper as evidence that the lab leak theory was implausible. The paper was written 4 days after Fauci and his old boss, Francis Collins, had a call with the four authors to discuss reports that COVID-19 may have leaked from the Wuhan lab. If you think back to the end of January, just before COVID became a thing in the news in the United States, January, February, what was Dr. Fauci doing? He was frantically engaging in a massive cover-up with 3 a.m. emails and phone calls. He was convening people. And the notes from those meetings reveal that all those virologists he convened had told him, we think it came from the Wuhan lab. And the output was days later, those same scientists wrote a letter in the medical journal saying it definitely did not come from the lab, claiming that some of the authors went on to receive millions of dollars in funding from Fauci's agency. The FDA commissioner charged that Fauci and Collins meticulously worked in their bureaucratic ways to water down Obama-era rules against gain-of-function research and approve federal funding grants for controversial practice of genetically altering viruses. They did everything. Everything you could do bureaucratically. Fauci parsed his words to basically lie to Congress about gain-of-function research. McCarthy described the alleged COVID origins cover-up as an American tragedy. What I'm shocked by coming from the faculty at Johns Hopkins is that none of my colleagues knew any of this. I could not believe that my colleagues had no idea of the origins and the facts surrounding the origins and the massive cover-up that Fauci and Collins led. McCarthy said Fauci and Collins were successful in downplaying COVID's links to the Wuhan lab, which he said had the safety standards of a poorly managed dental office. Because there's allegiance to them in the medical establishment tied to funding for research. Well, that's really what it comes down to, right? It's the funding. It's the research. It's the fazools. It's the money around the research. That's what it comes down to. I mean, you know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It's all about the money. You know, it's the same thing with climate change too. If they come out and they say anything that disputes the notion that climate change is man-made, they lose their funding. So then everybody comes out there and says the exact same things in the scientific community so that the dollars flow. And that's what happens. And then the dollars keep flowing. And if you turn around and you say, nope, you know what? Listen, no way. I don't believe it came from man. I think it's or humankind. I think it came from the sun. Well, then you lose all your money and then good luck. So that's the game. And that's the same thing with the Wuhan virus and the China lab. It was the same thing. You had to say that it came from a undercooked bat burger with a side of penguin fries and raccoon dog aioli. If you said it came from a lab, then you were toast in the scientific community. This idea of experts and their grip on consensus is entirely the problem. By the way, 480 Minnesota Health Service employees warned Kamala Harris of Tim Walz and the rampant fraud we're all learning about as far back as 2024. I really am amazed she picked this Midwestern doofus. Sorry, it's been a long show. Long freaking day. You know, it's funny too when Linda Kearns did call me the other day and she goes, I got to be honest with you. It's a lot harder than it looks to talk for all those hours. I know. People think this is easy. I used to think it was easy. I actually remember the first time when I decided I wanted to get into talk radio. I remember it was the summer of 2008 because my wife and I were engaged. We had gone to Cape May of all. It's ironic, too. Cape May, New Jersey is where I decided I wanted to be a talk show host when I grew up. We'll be back there December 19th. We were not at the Grand Hotel with Kimmy at the time, as my in-laws had rented a house in Cape May. But they, I remember reading this Sunday, New York Times did a profile on Rush Limbaugh. I read it and I said, now I know what I want to be when I grow up. Cape May, New Jersey in 2008. Isn't that something? So I always think about how special Cape May is to me, to the show, my career, all this other stuff. Anyway, after that, I went home. And I tried to record a monologue, and I made it 8 minutes. I couldn't go, I couldn't figure out it too longer than that. 8 minutes. Now you can't get me to shut up for 8 minutes. But, you know, it's the kind of thing where, obviously, it gets easier after you do it for a long time. But no, I remember doing, when I made it to 13 minutes on my second try, it's like, wow, holy cow. And then you do your first hour, and then that becomes two, it becomes three, it becomes four, sometimes six, seven. Remember that there were a couple days, too, when I did three shows. There's one day, and I know a couple days I did three shows in the same day. I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back. I'm just simply saying that if I slip up on a word, it's only because after you talk for 4 hours, your tongue gets a little tied sometimes. So I recommend biotin, which I'll grab on break. And what you do is you swirl it around. It helps with the dry mouth syndrome. Now, if you're going on TV, not that I did that today. Oh, wait, I did. Sorry. Shameless. I can't help it. Then they give you a little bit of lip balm, you know? But then again, that dries out your lips. So I was told not to use that, to use this other thing that I have somewhere, but I can't find it right now. It doesn't matter anyway. Also, the reason why, I know some people are like, why can't you be on camera for 4 hours? Because there's a whole bunch of scientific research on this about your exposure to bright lights and then your production of melatonin when you're trying to go to bed. So, for example, if ever I were to get a primetime TV show, which is something that conceivably could happen in my lifetime, you never know, you never rule anything out, you have to deal with that. But I know, for the record, there are some primetime shows that are on television that are not live. In the time spot that they're on, they are previously, they're pre-recorded, and then they air at that time. Because, and I'm not saying that that's okay or not okay, I'm not passing judgment on it, I'm just simply telling you that that's kind of the game. But there is a thing about the exposure to bright lights. Close to bedtime, it takes hours for your body to recover and your mind to create the melatonin for you to go to sleep, which is why actually scientists say you shouldn't watch TV in bed. Now, you've heard of blue light blocking glasses before, as you wear on a computer screen to protect your eyes. They have these glasses now. I saw this on Andrew Huberman's podcast, and they're basically orange, and they block the other light waves that keep your body from producing the melatonin that you need to go to sleep. But if you wear them, the problem is that everything looks freaking orange. So you're watching a show and all the characters are orange and you're like, what am I watching here? What is this? What kind of a weird sci-fi show is this? That's the only downside to it. But I do wear those at night. But anyway, that's the only reason. It's just the bright lights and I hate bad lighting. I really do. It's one of my pet peeves. I don't like bad lighting. I don't like when somebody's on camera and the lighting looks like crap. It's just one of my pet peeves in life. I don't like bad audio. I don't like bad lighting. For me personally, I also hate bad sound. So this is why I love going to movie theaters, truly, because you get bright lights, you get big sound, you get all those things. If you make a home theater, you invest a little money over the years and buy good speakers and a good, you know, projector or good TV or something like that, then yeah, that's good too. But I'm just saying, I have a bit, like, I don't like webcams. I don't like the crappy ring lights and all that. I'm a real stickler with that stuff. But the lights. See, now there's a study that came out about kids and smartphones and how they cause depression. The study was not very good though. It's University of Pennsylvania, which also says kids should, you know, I mean, Chop was leading the way on, you know, it's okay to chop off your boobies. So I don't really take a lot of what the experts say on the matter of smartphones. But I will say one particular interesting part of the survey, the study, was that kids, it disrupts their sleep. And that's why if a child has access to whether it's a phone or it's an Xbox, PlayStation, whatever it is, you got to have a cutoff a couple hours before bedtime or they're not going to be able to fall asleep. That is the key. And then the lack of sleep leads to depression and other things. And I don't think that that's factored in enough in the conversations. Yeah, I know that there's social media and it's depressing and it causes kids all kinds of issues and there's body image issues now. And now you get the Ozempic body issues and all that. So I get all that. I'm acutely aware of all that. But I don't think these studies about kids and smartphones or kids and devices in general factor in really the lights. And it's a lot different than when we were kids. Like when I was playing Pitfall on my Atari or when I was playing Nintendo, like when I was playing Madden in the 1990s, like Madden 93 is a lot different than Madden 2025, just in terms of the lighting. It's very bright. And it's very fast moving. And obviously, technology's changed a lot. It's like going to when you go to old school arcades, like they have them on the boardwalk and stuff, or you find a roller rink or bowling alley, it has some old school arcade games. I love those. They're so nostalgic. You realize, though, when kids today play them, these kids today, like when my son plays Pac-Man, which to me, when I was a kid, I was like, this is the coolest thing in the world. Ms. Pac-Man. It's not as exciting because it's not as fast moving. It's everything. It's sort of the equivalent of watching an animated movie that was drawn versus a CGI cartoon movie, animated movie. You know what I mean? It's like it doesn't stimulate the mind in the same way. And the mind becomes programmed for that, too. So my point being that you have this situation where I think these kids are losing a lot of sleep. I think kids in general stay up late. Their bodies are more hardwired to it and school starts too early. We've talked about this before too. I think school should start later. I've said that for years. I also don't think kids should have homework. I think the schoolwork should be done during the school day and they should not have to do homework. The kids enough. They got sports. My daughter's in a play right now. She's got practice till late tonight. These kids are already doing a million different things. I don't think they should have homework. I didn't get it done in school. Teach them about time management. And also give them the flexibility then to be able to do other things as they get older, like start a job, go make a little money, mow lawns, rake leaves, whatever it is, and play sports and see their friends and have dinner as a family and all the other things that go into it that are factors into this. And so when you get back to the phone thing, the other thing you were talking about was the isolation and the loneliness. One of the topics that keeps coming up is the kids are playing games with each other, but they're not physically present together. I think it's good if kids can play, even if they're playing games together. Like me and my buddies would go play whatever it was, Contra or Madden, whatever. But we would all hang out at my buddy Timmy Connor's house in the basement. And we'd order pizza and we'd hang out or we'd cluck you chicken. I'm just of the mindset now that kids should do more of that. Even if they're going to play a game, just get their buddies together and do it so they're physically present and together. Just that commonality of all being together. Anyway, I was going to mention this story about 480 Minnesota Health Service employees warned Kamala Harris and Tim Walz of the fraud back in 2024. All this fraud, a post on the Minnesota staff fraud reporting commentary. We did write to Kamala Harris and the DNC multiple times warning them about Tim Walz and his incompetence, fraud scandals, and retaliation. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile, Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. I'll have more on this story for you upon my return as we continue here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Just want to remind you, next Friday we'll be having the fundraiser for Officer Andy Chan, Highway Patrolman Andy Chan. That is the Children's Behind the Badge Family Foundation. We're going to be doing the show live from there next Friday, the 12th, which is going to be great and a very important thing. And, you know, I love hanging out with the cops. Philly cops are the best. They really are. So that's going to be a good day. So mark that on your calendar. And, of course, December 19th as well. The fraud in Minnesota. They knew about it. And they tried to warn the idiots at the DNC and the idiot running for president, Kamala Harris. Why didn't they listen? Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Oli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
They tried to warn him. Why didn't they listen? That's the question. Why didn't they listen about the Midwestern doofus Tim Walz and the fraud? What was going on? Also, his links to China. Why didn't they listen? That's the question. All those trips to China that Tim Walz went on, people tried to warn about that as well. New York Post, internal DHS group that has information on Tim Walz's China ties, according to a whistleblower. Representative Jim Banks probes Tim Walz's obvious security risk and dozen trips to China while serving in the National Guard. And apparently he was given classified information. So these are the questions that are all coming out now. But then there's this other question that's coming out too, which is, what about the fraud? So Craig Bannister at newsbusters.org has this piece. 480 Minnesota Health Service employees warned candidate Kamala Harris of Tim Walz and fraud back in 2024. Kamala Harris and the DNC were routinely and repeatedly warned about the widespread fraud in Minnesota under leadership of Democrat doofus Governor Tim Walz during her 2024 presidential campaign. A group of nearly 500 Minnesota Department of Human Services employees reported Monday. Quote from a post on the Minnesota staff fraud reporting commentary on X. We did write to Kamala Harris and the DNC multiple times, warning them about Tim Walz and his incompetence, fraud scandals, and retaliation. We tried our best to keep the public informed. As our tweets are public, maybe Kamala Harris has turned a blind eye to the fraud like her running mate? Maybe she was. The employee shared a reply to then-candidate Kamala Harris back from September 11, 2024, warning her about the fraud taking place in their state and the harm being wrought by her idiotic running mate, Governor Tim Walz. Quote, Ms. Harris, please listen to Minnesota State employees who work every day to deliver best services possible to our state and people who expect no less and pay our wages. Tim Walz has caused incredible harm to our state and agencies, retaliated against whistleblowers, against fraud. The Post includes a chart of selected Minnesota fraud waste cases 2019 through 2024, listing 21 state-funded programs receiving a total of more than $500 million of taxpayer money. At the top of that list, Feeding Our Future, a $250 million fraud scheme that the U.S. Justice Department has been prosecuting and investigating since 2022, resulting in charges against 78 individuals and more than 50 convictions to date. Quote, when notifying Kamala Harris, we were hoping she would reconsider her choice of the doofus running mate. If Kamala Harris won and she had Tim Walz's baggage, it would harm the country immeasurably. Investigations into the Feeding Our Future scam contributed to the exposure of more apparent pervasive fraud involving other programs in Minnesota. Over the last 5 years, law enforcement officials say fraud took root in pockets of Minnesota's Somali diaspora as scores of individuals made small fortunes by setting up companies that billed state agencies for millions of dollars worth of social services that were never provided. In three schemes currently under investigation, taxpayers were reportedly bilked out of more than $1 billion by scam organizations pretending to provide social services. Tim Walz is 100% responsible for massive fraud in Minnesota and even retaliated against whistleblowers and attempted to discredit reports of fraud, according to the group and according to the New York Times. So this is the Minnesota staff fraud reporting commentary. At Minnesota underscore DHS. He's 100% responsible. And whistleblowers were threatened, retaliated against. Absolutely they were. No doubt about it. So what does this idiot say when all this is brought up? You know what I mean? When all this is brought up, what happens? They bring this up and they bring up the fraud and that doofus rattles off everything other than the fraud.
When the president of the United States sets up and tweets 150 times after midnight and targets certain people, it's not a coincidence that they're targeting Minnesota. We certainly welcome those investigations. They've been done by all of you and they've been done here. We certainly want to know that. But it's also the transportation secretary who is threatening to withhold our federal dollars. Look, that's who they are. This is who they are. We welcome anybody who wants to help us. We're fixing it. And I said, Minnesotan,
you're fixing it. Dude, you let it happen under your watch, you dummy. I just wonder if it was intentional. I mean, we know it was intentional in the sense that they were worried about making people upset politically, and they're worried about being called the R-word racist. By the way, somebody texted me today and said he would put Mount Rushmore on his, or I'm sorry, Tim Walz on his Mount Rushmore of incompetent loser politicians currently serving. And I agreed. And he said, is there any chance he resigns by Christmas as my Christmas present? And I said, you know, I hate to let you down, my friend. But there's no chance of that. No, this guy's doubling down. He thinks he's helping himself. He really does. He thinks he's helping himself run for president. You got to remember, a lot of these people are so deranged with their egos and their narcissism that they think that they're untouchable. I kid you not. I mean, come on. Oh, he keeps going, though. When asked about the fraud. Keep going. Go ahead.
You know us and our team. We led us through COVID. We led us through George Floyd. We brought our economy to one of the best in the country. And we'll tackle this. Other governors have dealt with fraud. I want to make sure I'm the last one that has to deal with it by putting these things in. If they want to help us, I welcome that. I think they do an investigation, find out. But I don't think anybody in here really believes their motive and their timing is about actually doing something about this. Much like the legislature. They had every opportunity to do investigations. They had every opportunity to do their oversight. They chose not to. The very legislatures that are required to do an audit have not done their own audit. The very legislator that has Republican legislators accusing other Republican legislators of fraud in the PPP program, the federal program, demonizing an entire population and lying to people about the safety and security of this state.
Wait a second. Who's demonizing an entire population? It was these Somali thugs that took advantage of the situation, and $1 billion is gone, over $1 billion. And by the way, Somalis who the money was intended for, like hungry kids and autistic kids, they didn't get the money. So isn't it kind of racist? I don't know, call me crazy to turn around and be like, oh, no, it's racist to point out the fraud when you ripped off this community. I'm just saying. It's just, you know, these people are, he's still going. He's got more.
It's beneath that. And I will just add.
Yeah.
As a teacher and as a parent.
Oh, shut up. You're not a teacher.
The absolutely pathetic usage of a slur. Not to me. I don't care what he calls me. He calls me many things. But don't think that doesn't hurt our children. Don't think it doesn't hurt people who are dealing with this. And this is not normal. It's not both sides. We're solving problems. We're making life more affordable. We're talking about.
I'm just out of curiosity. When hungry kids are supposed to get money and don't get that money, when autistic kids are supposed to get money and don't get that money, I'm just curious. Does that hurt kids? Does that hurt kids? You know, it's like it's the whole situation too of trying to turn around and say that by highlighting this, then you're racist. And so then what you have is you've got people within the Department of Social Services and these other places who are afraid to say anything because they'd be called racist and lose their job and everything else. And that's why they're speaking out. But they were speaking out then. They were just trying to do it with a hushed whisper because they were worried about being retaliated against. And I'm just saying, you know, it to me, if you ask me, it's a situation where I think it's pretty obvious that the real people who were hurt here are the Somalis. Don't you think? I mean, the Somalis themselves are the ones who were hurt because they didn't get the money. So I'm pointing that out because I think it's very, very important to mention. In fact, ABC News last night with David Muir actually went on and said something pretty similar to that. They went on lashing out about Trump lashing out at Somalis without mentioning the massive welfare fraud in Minnesota. These people don't care about the Somalis. They don't give a damn about that. They could care less about the Somalis. All they care about is trying to use this as an opportunity to say that Trump is racist. That's it. That's all they care about. Amazing. Amazing that this guy was able to become the. I just can't believe they picked him. I can't believe when these warnings were being issued and they already were going to win Minnesota anyway, he brought nothing to the table except goofy flailing his arms around. There was the whole scandal with the National Guard, all his trips to China, the stolen valor claims. Why would you pick this guy to be your running mate? What do you have? What do you have? Pictures of her? Maybe. I don't know. But what would the pictures be? Her with an empty bottle? Everybody's got a picture of that. All right, more to come as we finish our fourth and final hour and throw it over to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. Oh, wait, we're doing that now. We're throwing that now. We're doing that right now. What am I saying? More to come. That's it. That's the show. I hope you had a great time. I certainly did. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Rich Zeoli Show. Thank you for listening.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.